Hello. Don't bother screaming. Your family left this morning and this is a very old house. No one can hear. I've been waiting for this moment. For a while now. I mean, ever since you and your family moved in. I've just been watching. What was that? Am I a ghost? I guess you can call me that. I actually used to live here a long, long time ago. This is actually my bedroom. I'm guessing you don't know the story. The things that have happened here. Well, every family that's lived in this house has perished. Tragic accident. Except you. Do you know why that is? The first family to live here was mine. It was me and my baby sister and my parents. My father, he was a soldier. And my mother was a nurse. She took care of him after the aftermath of the war. Apparently, they fell in love and they moved here. Started a new life. They built this house, and my mother got pregnant with me. In the beginning, it was nice. We were happy. And then my mother got pregnant again. And ever since, it had been fights every day for years on end. You see that closet over there? So many memories. Every time they would fight, I would run into it and just bury my face in my knees and cry. Every night for 4 years. And then there was the accident. Like I said, they had been fighting every single day for years. And I just remember one night the argument was different. I heard my father saying that he would leave. Obviously, my mother wasn't too happy about that. The next morning, it just felt so dark, so suspenseful, honestly. She sat in the dining room with a flask instead of coffee, and she read the paper. And my mother, she did her makeup every single day, so with all the smears in her powder, I could tell she'd been crying. Her eyes were red and swollen. And on the table, she had a lighter. She wasn't smoking. She was just holding it as if it meant something so heavy to her. Then I remember my father returned home. And as usual, the arguments began. She told him that she wanted him to stay. and he said he didn't want to, and that he would be taking me with him. Obviously, she didn't like that answer, so I just remember once he went to bed, I came downstairs. I was thirsty. I was coming down to get a cup of water, and there she was, still with the lighter in her hand, sitting in the dining room at the table. It was odd. There was a smell. I couldn't quite put my finger on it, but I knew that something was wrong, as if something was about to happen. I remember asking her, "Mother, are you all right?" All I can remember is her sweet voice. So adamant. And she said, "Of course, sweetheart. I'm okay. I know me and your father have been fighting for a while, but I assure you, after tonight, we'll be together forever." I wasn't too sure what that meant, but I didn't pry. I also asked her what the smell was. It smelled of fuel, but I wasn't too sure. So, when I asked, she just said, "Don't worry about it." And she told me to go back to bed. So I did. I went back upstairs, closed my door, and I fell asleep. In the middle of the night, I smelled a lot of smoke. The only thing that I can remember is opening my eyes to a yellow glow. There was so much smoke I couldn't see. I heard my father yelling, "What did you do?" Between the coughs. Everyone was trying to catch their last breaths. There was a flame down the hallway, so I couldn't get to them, and they couldn't get to me. After a while, I stopped hearing both of my parents. I didn't even hear my sister that night. Next thing I know, I woke up in the hospital. I was told that I'd been in a coma for a few months. They told me the obvious, that there was a fire. I'm the only one who made it. And because of that, the community had come together and they gave me this house. They remodeled it. Everything but my bedroom. You see, that hallway, that wasn't always an office. That was my parents' bedroom. Right beside it was my sister's nursery. And right below it, it was the kitchen. Apparently, my mother left the gas on. And the lighter she held with her hands, she turned it on in the middle of the night, and the entire right side of the house burned down. Anyways, I was a 19-year-old girl. Didn't even get to go to my graduation. They just gave me everything, expecting me to live a happy life in this big house. I tried, I did, but reasonably so, I struggled. I was still a kid. I had no family. I had nothing but these four walls. And every night I would hear things. I kept smelling smoke. It was horrible. And then one night it became too much. I sat on the edge of the bed. Right here, actually. And as you can imagine, I took myself out of my misery. It took them 7 days to find me. Here, if you look right down here, you see how this part of the wood is darker than everything else. It's where my head was. They covered it up pretty well, but for someone like me, if you look close enough, you can see the real story. Anyways, ever since I learned that I could actually come back and that I'm stuck here, every family that's moved in, if they didn't make this a happy home, then I made them leave. No need to get into the details of that, but if someone's gonna live in this house, I think that they should be happy. A home is supposed to be happy. A family is supposed to be happy. And that's all I've ever wanted. And every family before you just didn't meet my standards. You just so happened to be the seventh family. And the rule I gave myself was, for every day, I would take a family. So, 7 days, and the last was the sixth, and you're the seventh. I think I got lucky. You have such an amazing family. I've been watching over the past couple of years. It's been an honor watching you grow up. Seeing your entire family just be so harmonious. I'd like to think of myself as averse to conflict. So, the fact that your family has been here for so long, it's truly been invigorating for me. What? Yes, I've watched your family all this time. You see, that chair came with the house, but it's always been my chair. I sit there, sometimes at the edge of the bed when you're sleeping, and I just admire you. So, there's no need to fear me. You've been quite the guest. Are you afraid? I can understand if you are, but it's been such a long time since I've been able to connect with someone. It's been 53 years since the accident. I wouldn't really call it an accident, but you know what I mean. All I ever really wanted was to have a good guest, good tenants, people who would bring life back into this house. Life that was never there. So tell me, what makes your family so special? What's it like not having to hear yelling every single night? To have peace and enjoy the quiet for once, what's that like? I want to know. I want to know. I haven't done many things. My life ended before it even started. There's so many things I haven't experienced, if you know what I mean. And that girl who used to come here, what happened to her? You two broke up. Why is that? I guess that's life. I wish I had that. Not a heartbreak. I've seen what that did to you, but to be touched. Someone to hold. I'd love to know what that's like. Can you show me? Please? Just for tonight. I want to feel what it's like to live. Please. Please. Hold out your hand. You can feel me. I may be a ghost, but for some reason, I'm able to make contact with other people. Now that I know that, I hope you take me up on my offer. Think about it. I'm just like you. I'm just not here anymore. But maybe you could bring me back to life just for tonight. I need this. I'll do whatever you want. But please. Please, please. Please. Please touch me. Just put your hand on my dress. Look at me. Kiss me. Are you gonna help me? Help me take this off.
Sit at the edge of the bed. I want to taste you. Please. Please, can I taste you? Okay. Let's get these off. You want me to taste you? Uh-huh. So big. Just rubbing my tongue against the head, little circles. Feels good. Oh my God. You like it when I make it sloppy? Baby. You taste so good. Balls too. Okay. Stroking your cock with your balls in my mouth. Baby. I need you inside of me. Please. Please. I want to know what it feels like. Lay down. Okay. Right here. Spread my legs. Okay. Just be gentle. Okay. Mm-hmm.
think you need a condom.
Okay. I don't think it's gonna fit. Okay, just really slow, okay? Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Hold on. I don't think I can do it. Okay. Just do it. Just the tip. Okay, just go slow. Too deep. Feels good. It hurts, but it feels good. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh. Okay. Yeah. We could go a little faster. Okay. Oh, fuck. Oh. Are you coming? Come inside me. Oh, fuck. No. Don't take it out. Keep going. Oh. Feel your cum running out of me. Oh. face in the pillow? Okay. I can do it. Please. Please. I think I'm gonna come. So that's what it's like. Oh my gosh. Can you hold me? Yeah. I'd like that. Thank you. Thank you.